I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Wednesday, August 10, 2022. Most Asian markets tumbled Wednesday ahead of the release of U.S. inflation data, which some worry could show more upward pressure in prices, dimming hopes the Federal Reserve could start easing its rate hike cycle soon. The Economist Intelligence Unit Swarup Gupta notes the outlook for global equities remains uncertain, with very high U.S. inflation giving the Fed an extremely challenging time. His advice, though, ignore the short-term volatility and think longer term.
Near-term unrealistic expectations of the fact that, you know, the Fed will, you know, revisit its monetary tightening goals or its monetary tightening moves as soon as, you know, there's greater indications of softness in the U.S. economy, becomes very difficult to unwind a rate hike cycle.
AAA Equities' Matthew Kabangon believes whatever happens to America's inflation print and the Fed hike cycle will have tremendous impact on the local market.
Inflation comes in hotter than expected. Naturally, investors will expect the U.S. Fed to be raising rates even more aggressively. And that means for us that the BSP will be pressured to also keep pace and raise our own rates. So, you know, I know that U.S. inflation can sound a bit foreign and, you know, maybe even irrelevant to local investors, but the ripple effect of this is very large.
For the day, the PSE index finished flat at 64.71. In corporate stories, D&L Industries enjoyed a 22% jump in profit for the second quarter of the year to 851 million pesos, bringing first half profit to 1.6 billion, its highest first half income level in history, despite the Omicron surge in January and a sharp increase in commodity prices. The company says its food ingredients segment, which was the most heavily affected by the pandemic, saw strong recovery. Exports also a bright spot, with sales jumping 69% in the first 6 months of the year, contributing 34% to total sales. The company adds renewed business momentum, pent-up demand, and its ability to pass on higher input costs to clients, it will likely at least match its record full-year income booked in 2018. Still in the earnings stream, Andratan's Empedador, dual listed in the Philippines and in Singapore, posts 11% growth in revenues, driven primarily by international sales. Net income up 3% to 5.3 billion despite supply chain challenges and cost pressures. The company says brandy sales grew 9.5%, while the whiskey segment saw a 13% growth. Meanwhile, Shakey's Pizza Ventures saw second quarter turn profitable with 229 million pesos in earnings as revenue more than doubled. This brings first half net income to 332 million, that is 18 times growth year on year. The company says this is mainly driven by a recovery in dine-in thanks to further reopening of the economy and the integration of Potato Corner operations starting in March. The Po family's casual dining chain expecting the momentum to accelerate in the second half, anchored on the resumption of face-to-face classes and the seasonality impact of the holidays. In other news, GT Capital's Federal Land is forming a new joint venture with Japan's largest condominium developer, Nomura Real Estate, to build urban developments. The venture, called Federal Land NRE Global, plans to build master-planned communities in strategic locations, taking advantage of Japanese innovation and design. The initial project will cover 250 hectares of property in Metro Manila, Cavite, and Cebu. The two had previously worked together on the Seasons Residences, a four-tower high-end residential development in BGC. And finally, Pilipinas Shell resumes its dividend payout after netting 7.8 billion pesos in earnings in the first half of the year. The dividend, 1 peso per share, payable this September, translates to a 5.6% yield. In 2020, the board had decided to cancel the dividend payout to preserve cash for the challenging period brought about by the pandemic. Pilipinas Shell started its recovery last year with a 3.9 billion peso full-year profit from a 16.2 billion net loss in 2020. The company says B2B volumes increased across all sectors in the first half of this year, with aviation sales continuing to improve with 49% increase as borders reopened. Looking ahead, the company says it's on the cusp of a revolution in energy with the launch of its first electric vehicle charging station. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.